producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome, and you're listening to the weekend edition of the KE Report. I'm going to start out today with Dan Oliver. Dan is the president of the Committee for Monetary Research and Education, headquartered in Manhattan. He's a regular guest on our program, very valuable insights. We're going to open up the show talking about what happened earlier this week, just 3 days ago, specifically with the Fed announcing that they were going to raise the federal funds rate by 25 basis points. So far, it has not affected the market at all in a positive sense, Dan, either the precious metals markets or the conventional markets. Is this going to change, or is it going to stay this way?
Oh, I think it looks sellier than downside. I mean, don't forget, the Feds had rates at zero for so long that all sorts of asset bubbles have grown up everywhere, not just in this country, but around the world. Everything, you know, the dollar is the global reserve currency, and when you can borrow money at zero rates, you borrow as much as you possibly can to do funny things like buy back your own stock and lever up your balance sheet. And this is precisely why the Fed is raising rates, because they're so spooked about the asset bubble they've created. I mean, don't forget, if you look at the economic metrics that they say they follow, industrial production, retail sales, prices of various commodities, prices of ship, all those industrial measures are either flat or weakening. And so under their own theories, they should be loosening right now. They're tightening because they want to rebuild their credibility and because they're nervous about asset markets. But what they're going to do, of course, is increase the cost of debt. At the time when debt is actually in free fall, if you look at the yield of the triple C bond index, which is the subprime corporate bonds, it's in free fall. The yield's gone from less than 8% a year and a half ago to above 16% today. And that is an enormous increase in the cost of capital for the marginal user of capital. And that's in the U.S. And you look around the world and you see Brazil, you see Russia, you see Turkey, you see all the periphery of the credit market in total collapse. And this is the way credit collapses occur. You look past the last 200 years in the dollar, before the dollar, it was the pound. Credit collapses always start at the periphery and they move towards the center. And so the idea that the Fed is going to make debt and capital more expensive at a time when the economy is weakening and the credit markets are weakening is completely contrary to what they're supposed to do. And again, they're doing it for strictly political and credibility issues, reasons, and I think they'll have to backtrack very soon. Don't forget, Al, that the way a capital structure works is that the debt holders get paid back first, and then if there's any left over, the equity guys get it. And so when you make debt more expensive, what happens is that more of the cash flow from a company that's operating has to go to manage debt, and so there's less available to for the equity holders, and so equity simply cannot become more valuable when the cost of debt goes up. And when the Fed's own numbers show that corporate profits actually declining already in the wake of weakening economics of activity, and then you add to that increasing cost for debt, I think you get a very vicious environment for the stock market.
Now, Dan, you made an interesting comment before recording here that you said this whole interest rate rise by the Fed was the best, worst-kept secret type of thing. They really had this interest rate hike on everybody's mind, and everybody, I think, had to expect it. It was the narrative after the interest rate hike that some people might have been surprised about, and that narrative was that they're not just going to sit on their hands. They're going to look to raise rates again, probably a couple times next year. If you look at the dot plot, it looks like four times next year. Do you think that this response by them is going to cause this overall maybe trend change, or at least establish a more defined trend, which is equity markets down, precious metals down, dollar up?
Yeah, I don't think the dot plots have any relation to reality. I mean, the last one, the dot plot, one of them was negative. There was one person who thought rates would go negative before they went positive again. So they change every time they come out. And I don't think the futures markets reflect that. In fact, I think the futures markets show that the projected tightening, rising interest rates will be much lower and less than the Fed says it is. And of course, that those markets change too. Look, 29 basis points from the perspective of a central planner isn't that much, right? I mean, from their perspective, look, the change in the cost of debt is tiny, and so why not do it to show that we can do it? But, you know, what it ignores, of course, is that you have huge credit structures. The interest rate derivative market is $800 trillion. Now, in theory, all these contracts balance, you know, net out. They all balance each other, so it doesn't matter. So the net exposure is very small. But that assumes that all the counterparties are solvent. And so one bad counterparty goes down, and all of a sudden that whole thing starts teetering. Not to mention the fact that the way the Fed has raised rates since its origin in 1914 was to sell treasury bills. Well, they don't have any treasury bills. So they have all these funky facilities that they've created to do this, and it's not exactly clear what happens over the medium term using these different facilities, if they even work or not. So I think there are a lot of unknowns, and I think that events will catch up with the Fed again. I mean, as I've said repeatedly the last few months, it seems to me we're exactly in the 1920-29 moment where the Fed did exactly the same thing. You saw in 29, commodity prices were rolling over, the economy was softening, unemployment was very low, but all the metrics that they followed were weakening, and the Fed raised rates anyway because they're worried about the asset markets. And once asset markets joined good markets in free falls in 29, then the Fed said, hey, we got to print as much as we can. They couldn't print that much because the gold standard prevented it. Well, now we don't have a gold standard. And so now the Fed can print as much as it wants, when it wants to stabilize, quote-unquote, prices. And that's what they're going to do. And my view on gold, again, is that the dollar is an enormous short squeeze. That's why it's so valuable. You've got $4 trillion of base money. You've got $90 trillion of debt that requires interest payments all day long. And so you need dollars. You need to hold dollars to make your interest payments so you don't lose your collateral. And when that starts to squeeze, you sell what you can, gold being a primary asset to sell to make those payments. So when debt becomes more expensive, it weakens gold, and that's what we're seeing in the markets today. But what's happening, too, is the increasing cost of debt is going to accelerate when the next big crisis happens. And when that crisis happens, the Fed can only do one thing, and that is to print, and they're going to print at a magnitude much, much greater than last time. What I've been saying is that the Fed response to the next crisis will have to be as unimaginable as the response in 2008 was at that time.
We have a lot of very active listeners on our forum, and one gentleman in particular right now is making the following prediction for the precious metals market, specifically gold. He's looking for gold to drop down to the $500 level. He's looking at for silver to drop down to the $4 level from where it is right now, and he is looking for the conventional markets to firm up and continue in an upward direction. My personal opinion on the latter is I don't think that's going to happen for a while. What do you think, Dan?
Yeah, well, I mean, again, all of history demonstrates that in credit bubbles, gold underperforms. Most people just don't understand this, but that's what happens. In credit busts, like in the 1930s and the 1970s, gold outperforms in real terms, whatever the nominal prices are. That's how the relationship works. So to say that gold is going to drop to 500 and the markets go higher, what you're really saying is that the credit bubble is going to get even bigger. I guess that's metaphysically possible. When you see China in collapse, when you see Brazil in collapse, when you see the subprime markets in collapse, I think that's extremely unlikely. Could gold get a big hit downward? Of course it could. Again, people sell what they can to meet their collateral payments, and you know, gold broke out over $1,000 an ounce years ago. I could definitely see it breaking through that and having a big washout for a tiny little bit. In fact, if that happens, I hope it does in a way, because I can buy more cheaper. But I think that'd be a very short-lived event. And the real point, again, is that the next economic crisis, the next credit crisis, was just accelerated when it happens by what the Fed did yesterday. And when that happens, remember, the Fed can only do one thing, and that is print money. And next time, there aren't enough treasury bonds to buy. They have to buy muni bonds and corporate debt and all those funky things. And that'll really power gold tremendously higher. So that's the next great event in this unfolding drama.
Dan, always enjoy it. Everyone stick around. We are going to be right back.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. ProPure water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're SimpliSafe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because SimpliSafe doesn't rely on landlines. SimpliSafe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to SimpliSafeDefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try SimpliSafe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com right now. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Continuing our weekend edition. You know, I got to tell you, Dan Oliver, the president of the Committee for Monetary research and education is one of the most interesting guys on our show. Two other guys, though, who are equally as interesting would be Chris Temple and Doc Richard Postma. Going to do a little bit of market commentary here, market wrap, I guess I should say, for the end of the week. You know, it's interesting what's happening, I got to tell you guys, in the conventional markets. We're sitting here right now. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed at about off 368.86. S&P was down 36.43 to the 2000 level, 2005.45. And gold had a dynamite day, which we're going to talk about here in a minute. Chris, what's your comments about the conventional markets?
Well, we're in a different world. Like I said on the show after the Fed met, now gone into the next big experiment on the part of the central bank, one that is designed, I believe, increasingly to set off a few controlled implosions in the markets, try and let some air out of a few bubbles without crashing everything. That's going to be a tall order for anybody that had any doubts. That the Fed not only was not going in a one-and-done or a dovish direction, but that they intend to raise interest rates several times. Jeffrey Lacker came out yesterday, one of the reasons why the market couldn't recover from the beating it took all day, and said, you know what, gradual means we're going to have four rate hikes in 2016. And I think people are still trying to get their heads around that. And, gee, really? I thought it was going to be one-and-done. So we're seeing what we should see. In that environment, we're seeing the dollar hold up. We're seeing stocks get hit because they're going to be in bad shape if the Fed follows through on this. What really was interesting as heck to watch yesterday, though, after the beatings that they took during the week, we saw gold, as you pointed out, bounce. We saw gold stocks bounce. We saw energy stocks, some of the most beaten up ones, have tremendous bounces. And some people were trying to say, well, that's all because the Congress voted for oil exports. We knew that 2 days ago. That wasn't news. And so I think what we're going to start seeing, and maybe we started this yesterday, is that the most beaten up areas, that even if you don't think oil is bottom quite yet, even if you don't think gold is bottom quite yet, some people, I think, a little bit more are trying to get out ahead of what they think could be rebounds in those areas.
Doc, let's get your comments. First off, on the conventional markets, which on Wednesday, when they topped after that little run, made another lower high. And then move over to what Chris had to say about some of these commodities that might be having some bargain hunters going.
First of all, the conventional markets, I mentioned yesterday how poor the technicals looked on the S&P 500 and also the Dow, but more the S&P 500. Now, I look at a lot of technicals, and I have a little system I use, but what bothers me right now is the fact that you had these sell-offs today, but yet volatility did not spike that much. Now, there are some that would say, well, maybe the option traders are going home early before New Year's Day, and that could be. But it was a little disconcerting that the market took a hit and the volatility index wasn't exactly impressive. Now, that makes sense to me in the sense that when I'm looking at technically, volatility should come back yet until the end of the year, even though the stock market looks like it just wants the crater here. So what I'm hoping is that on Monday we get a pretty good move back up in this market. And then that we trade sideways going into the end of the year, and that'll allow volatility to relax then. But this market could just drop out of bed on Monday too. So right now the technicals are saying two different things to me on the conventional markets. As far as the commodities are concerned in oil, I'm not taking a position in any stocks here. If people are, they're going to be a little disappointed. Oil is going lower. And it's going to continue to move lower into January. And a lot of these commodities are going to continue to get hit into the new year. So you might get some bounces on these stocks, and maybe it's a bottom and you mess around with them for a while. But I think a lot of them still have a move down going into the new year.
What about gold, Chris?
Well, I'm a lot less concerned about gold and watching it than I am about the oil price. I think gold long-term is very bullish because inevitably the Fed is going to have to turn tail. But we don't know when that point is going to come. And the odds just increased this last week that gold is going to recover because the Fed blows things up, and maybe not because the Fed stays too soft and easy and, you know, keeps interest rates lower than a lot of people thought before Wednesday.
Doc, what about your comments on what Chris had to say on the recent comments by the Fed officials, essentially outlining what could be four rate hikes next year? The way that we're seeing the markets move, which is down, the dollar staying up there. Do you think that this is kind of going to be the overall trend for commentators throughout 2016?
Well, the Fed always does this. This isn't unusual. One will come out and be dovish. The other comes out and is hawkish. And they do that just to keep the markets uncertain. And they've been doing this for years, so this isn't anything new. And frankly, I don't think they have a clue what they're going to do. And I still say it's going to be based on what happens from a data standpoint over the next few weeks. That's what they're going to make their decisions on. And it has nothing to do whether they're going to do four or one and done. They don't have a clue right now, Corey. And it'll continue this way where they'll talk out of both sides of their mouth. And that's their job. And they've been doing it a long time. So I don't expect anything differently. And time will tell. And it'll tell on how this economy does. And it'll also tell on how this market does. Because if both of them continue to head south, they're not going to be doing four raises throughout this year.
No, you wouldn't think so. Chris, you agree?
Well, you wouldn't think so. But at the same time, as we said after the fact the other day, why didn't they raise rates in September? Or a year ago in September, when the economy was much better, when the data was better, rather than this last week when the data had turned considerably worse. There's a different agenda here at work, I'm beginning to believe more and more, beyond all of this stuff. This whole idea of data dependence was a sham to begin with. I always said that because their focus is the markets. And it seems to me that they have come to the conclusion that they just cannot continue trying to blow these bubbles, and they've got to start letting air out of the balloon themselves through a series, potentially, of rate hikes, regardless of what the data says. And if I'm right about that, if that's the point we've come, and that's what China started trying to do about a year and a half or so ago, we might be in some really serious trouble. And yeah, that's right in the end, that they will at some point have to turn tail and reverse course, but they just raise the odds considerably that before they do that, they're going to cause a much bigger accident than anybody has thought possible.
Doc, Chris, thanks so much for your time. Listen, we've got to take a real quick commercial break here. Stick around. Corey and I are going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference. In a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats, give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
It's been a great show so far. Another guy who's very decent is Yale Simpson and his wife, Donna. Yale, I want to talk a little bit. You've been in the business since, what, 1970, 1975 or thereabouts. You've seen cycles come. You've seen cycles go. You've seen bear markets. You've seen bull markets. Tell us, if you would, your views on what's going on right now, or I guess I should say the state right now of the bear market in the resource sector as compared to prior similar markets.
Yeah, by the way, I started in the industry in 1970, and by 1971, and the company I was with started laying off people. Okay, so my first cycle came in, you know, I don't know, 45 years ago, and it came in within 12 months of me being hired. So obviously, the idea of cycles is something that we're used to. And I might say this, Al, for the entrepreneurs, the opportunists, call them what you want. If we didn't have cycles, how would we ever do well for our shareholders? How would we ever get hold of it? We need these lows, if you like, as an entrepreneur, to gather up the assets. Otherwise, you can't do it, right? So
That's a very valid point.
Right? Mm-hmm. I had a conversation with Wendell Zerbe, you know, as you know, who's the CEO of Exeter, and I'm the chairman of Exeter. We were talking this morning about whether this downturn is as bad as the one we had in the late 90s that started off in 97. And we both came to the conclusion that it is worse, okay? Because at this point in time, we see no light at the end of the tunnel. We see some for commodities like copper, where if you look at the research, they're saying, you know, by 2016, 17, it's going to be flat, but then it just roars off because there's no new supply coming on, and and it'll move that way. Obviously, gold is such a hard call. When I look at, you know, this particular state of affairs, and I'm going to talk about the equities rather than the commodity prices, because we can see big gains in the equities without seeing much of a move at all in the commodities. We've seen that many times, right, Al?
Too many.
Yeah, and I would say that, you know, I if you want me to put out something, I'd say, hey, we're going to see a rally in January of the golds, and it might be 25-30% for the companies who've got something, and then maybe it'll settle back. But you'll see a rally just because things are silly cheap, and there is some tax law selling happening right now. But if we go back to what the original question was as it relates to how bad the cycle is, we're kind of going down this bottom. I know the TSX Venture, which is kind of a pretty good yardstick for how bad it is, went through a low, and it's breaking to new lows again. And so it isn't really yet on the bottom, but my sense of stocks, for the most part, they're more or less bouncing along the bottom. And, of course, my main barometer is Exeter. And so, because obviously I follow that every day. How long we need to see this bottoming. We need to see it continue and continue. And, of course, there is no light at the end of the tunnel to say how long this is going to continue. But that doesn't necessarily mean there's not money going to be made for the people who look at select stocks. And maybe I should say something about that, Al, because my view is that over this next year, there's it's been such a wipeout, but next year is going to be way more of a wipeout for the microcaps or the juniors than this year was. So, I mean, there's some companies that are operating on fumes, but by next year, the fumes are gone.
Uh-huh.
So what you're going to see is this consolidation, and you'll see companies acquire assets, and they're still not quite cheap enough yet, but they're getting cheaper, and you'll see these assets just shift into the guys who've got credibility or the companies that got money. You'll see private equity take up some stuff, but you're going to see these assets move into stronger hands. And that's going to get the market perking, but only for the select companies who've got the usual combination of good management, cash, and an asset, okay? But good management, cash, and asset, Rick Rule and the likes of that, I mean, people like that would always say that, okay? What's interesting about those three factors is that generally, if it had good management, then chances are the company has cash still, because they never got in a position of running out of money because they saw a cycle coming, right? So it may be just a good project and the cash, and you can assume that the management is going to be okay that goes with it. But just to announce a couple of things. We've had two times in the last year in Exeter, and I don't think it's speaking out of school at all. I mean, Wendell might slap my hand for saying this, but we've had two situations where we could have dealt the company to a major. And in the situation of Exeter, and the reason being that Exeter has a solid asset, the reason we didn't go down that path is because most people who own Exeter and the big ounces it has and the oxide gold project and all that sort of stuff is that because the company has $23 million in cash, they're not compelled to sell out at the bottom for a 50%, 60% lift. Why would you do that? Okay? But it simply shows that we've seen Carlyle acquired by Alamos. That was a deal that was good for shareholders, right? And you'll see these sorts of things happen. And so you'll see out of some companies who've got a real asset that, bang, they're up 60%, 80%, 100% on either a takeover situation or the rumors of a takeover. And I think people who are just saying, hey, I don't really have to do anything, you know, they should own some of this stuff. And yes, we've all been burnt by buying it all the way down, but you know, when you look at it now, I think it's time to be accumulating. And I've been selling. I sold some of my majors today, and I'm going to put that into the microcaps. Okay, I owned Goldcorp. I sold it today. I owned What else did I? Eldorado sold it today, and I'm going to put it into the cheapies.
Now, why are you so bullish on the what you call the cheapies, what I call the speculative sector? Why are you so bullish on that, Yale?
Because they're mostly, when we see any sniff of a turnaround in gold, they will go up 100% before you even notice it. I mean, they'll go up 100% in days. And if you, the people should look at, you know, coming out of these cycles, they just revisit my history. Back when the 90s and into 2002, when gold hit its low in 2002, there were some companies that had assets and they survived. Okay, they just kept it all together. And if you, a couple of those companies I'll make, like Mine Finders, okay? Mine Finders was less than a dollar, and it was eventually sold for, I think, $15, right? And there was other companies like that, which is Arizona Star. Arizona Star went down to sub a dollar, and it was sold for like $18, okay? But when you go from a dollar at the bottom of the market, you can go to $2 in nanoseconds, because it doesn't take anything to get. People have watch lists, right? They know that there's about 20 companies out there to own, and when they click in, they double in a blink. That doesn't mean all the other parts of the sector will move, but the companies with an asset will.
Yeah, I think you bring up some good points here, and the one takeaway, unfortunately, is your comment that there really isn't a light at the end of the tunnel right now. That can all change fairly quickly if we do either get a discovery, but I think the main aspect that investors need to look forward to is that these stocks are extraordinarily cheap, and it might not turn around immediately, but if you slowly accumulate, something that Doc has been saying, if you accumulate on these dips and just in general at these low levels, these stocks are going to be, well, much, much higher, especially if you pick the right one. Unfortunately, we are out of time, yo. We have to take a commercial break, but thanks for joining us. Everyone stick around. We are going to be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I have been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Way, the pain in my feet reduced by 50%, and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly as well. I ran out of One World Way, and the pain returned. I got another container, and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Way to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey, welcome back. Corey and I are chatting right now with one of our favorite entrepreneurs, Roger Dumoulin-White. Roger is the founder and president of a company called Theralase. Interest of full disclosure, I have to tell you that Corey and I and Doc are all invested in Theralase, and we're very, very happy about that. We have been for quite some time. Do not construe anything that we're talking about as being investment advice, because it definitely is not. Theralase is a company, it's too fascinating, for lack of better terms. Cash flow is generated by their medical device division, and research is being done into a cancer cure. Interestingly enough, both of those divisions are regulated highly by the government. In Canada and in the United States, the cancer cure trials could not go on without approval by their respective governments in Canada and the United States. And the laser, the TLC 2000, could not be marketed without approval from the authorities both in the United States and Canada. That has made for a very interesting year or so for Theralase. Interestingly enough, approvals for both aspects came just very, very recently, within the past couple of weeks. FDA approval for the cancer drug trials and FDA approval for the TLC 2000. Huge, huge couple of weeks. Tell us about it.
Yeah, it's been amazing. Great to be on the show, Al, Corey. It's been great. It's something the company's worked on for a long time. It's working with regulators is can be a little on the frustrating side, but they eventually get through the paperwork. So last week we came out on press release that we had FDA approval on our TLC 2000 technology. So it allows us access to a very large market, 25% of the world's GDP, in fact, which is just south of our border. And then this week we had the pleasure of receiving the approval from Health Canada on our TLC 2000. So now we can sell in our home country here in Canada. And then just at the end of the week, I think yesterday, we came out with news that we had approval on our anti-cancer drug, TLD-1433. We're all ready to go for clinical trials for non-muscle invasive bladder cancer. We're just waiting for two final approvals, which is a ITA, Institutional Testing Authorization from Health Canada, which is really on the medical device, which is used to activate the drug. And then the final approval is the organization that's going to be doing the work, University Health Network, and what's called their Review Ethics Board, or REB. So it's just a final look at the protocol by all the uro-oncologists prior to getting started. So we're looking ready to get treating patients as of January of 2016.
Roger, let's dive more into the news that came out this week, and it is focused on Health Canada. Health Canada approved the TLC 2000, like you said. This goes hand in hand with the recent FDA approval. Before we move over to the cancer division, can you tell us about kind of the sales tactic that you are going to use in both of these countries, both Canada and the U.S.? Will it be a more unified front, or do you need to attack both of these areas slightly differently?
Well, the Canadian and the U.S. markets are different in the sense that the rules and regulations and the practitioners that buy this technology, the doctors, chiropractors, physical therapists, each state and each province in the U.S. and Canada respectively have their own rules and regulations. So the way that you approach the sale of the technology has some variations. Having said that, the model we're looking forward to roll out, which is already in place in Canada, is a direct model. So we have a direct sales force, direct marketing force, director of sales, director of marketing. So we're going to go out and do what we found most effective is hand-to-hand combat. So going out, spending time with practitioners, introducing the benefits, the applications, the advantages of the technology, and then proving that technology in their clinic with their patient base, letting them see the results firsthand, and then that moves us forward into the sale process. In the U.S., it's a much bigger entity than Canada, predominantly about 10 times the size. So what we're looking to do there is the same sort of model, but we're looking to, you know, roll it out across the major states. So our primary target right now would be moving into the New York State and expanding into the northeast of the U.S., moving down to the southeast, moving into the Midwest, and eventually going across the state into the south and the southwest. So that's kind of the model we'd be looking at for 2016.
Now, Roger, I want to talk about the recent news release that is more focused on Health Canada's approval of the clinical trial application for the anti-cancer drug. About halfway through the news release, you stated that the company has focused its resources on the successful completion of four major strategic objectives, one being Health Canada's approval of the TLC 2000, already did that, another being FDA approval of the TLC 2000, completed that, and then these final two points I want you to discuss, one being Health Canada CTA approval, which was completed, and also Health Canada ITA approval and UHN REB approval. Can you take us through what these are?
With a anti-cancer drug and technology, or if it's a pharmaceutical approach, you're just looking at approval on the drug. In our particular case, we have a drug-device combination. So we have a drug, which is the photodynamic compound, TLD-1433, which we insert intravesically through the urethra directly into the bladder. Remains intact with the bladder wall, which is where the bladder cancer resides, absorbed into the bladder cancer cells. We flush the bladder, and then we fill it with distilled water to distend the bladder to give it shape, and then we insert a fiber optic bundle. So we illuminate or light up that area in order to activate the drug. So that's the device section. The approval, in order to start enrolling patients in what's called a phase 1B clinical trial, which is used to prove safety and tolerability of your treatment, you have to really get three things approved. One, you've got to get the drug approved, which is the TLD-1433, and that's what that CTA, or clinical trial application, really did, or the approval that came through yesterday. So the drug is approved. The next two approvals are what's called an ITA, or a testing authorization for Health Canada for the device. So now you have to get the device approved in order to be used to activate the drug. So we're waiting on that one, and we're hopeful that we're going to get that one in and around the Christmas time. So whether it's just before or just after Christmas, we should have that approval. And then the third one, the UNHNREB, that's University Health Network. That's a very large conglomerate of a number of hospitals here in Toronto, where they have an internal review ethics board, which look at the overall approach and make sure that it meets with the mandate of the hospital. Those are the three steps that are required. The CTA is completed. You're absolutely correct. The ITA and the REB are in their final phases, as far as we've seen. We've worked with both groups, Health Canada and UHN, to approve them, and we're just waiting for a final approval. We should have that before year-end.
Major changes, it looks like, are right around the corner. And that is, by the way, a forward-looking statement, ladies and gentlemen. Do not take it as investment advice.
The objective of the company for this year was to complete all the regulatory approvals. So with all those regulatory hurdles out of the way, now we have the ability to commercialize for the TLC 2000, and we have the ability to go into clinical trials for the anti-cancer technology. So what first quarter 2016 will look like is the ability to start rolling out and to start generating some significant revenue from the TLC 2000, both in Canada and the U.S. But what you'll see is a steady increase in revenues for the organization as we go forward, which has been something we've been working very hard at to break out of that $2 million a year and to get into much, much higher, into the multi-millions of dollars of revenue for the organization. With the anti-cancer technology, what you'll see is that once all the regulatory approvals are in place and we've got that final ITA and the REB approval, now we can start enrolling patients. So in that phase 1B clinical trial, the way that it's set up for 9 patients. 3 patients at a low dose, and then 6 patients at a high dose of the treatment. That gives us a range from which we can work with the regulators to say the range is of how much of the drug is used in the patient. So the first 3 patients will be enrolled probably in the first 1 to 2 months, and then they'll be treated within a day, and then they'll be followed up within 30 days. So the first quarter, depending on, again, receiving regulatory approvals, you'll see results on those first 3 patients as far as safety and tolerability. If that works as we plan it will, then we'll start enrolling 6 more patients. So once all 9 patients have been treated and have been followed for 6 months, that'll be the completion of the trial, which would be, I would imagine, somewhere in about early fourth quarter 2016. The data would go out, and if it's successful, both in safety and tolerability, we'd move on to a phase 2B study.
Okay, there you have it, Roger. Have a great Christmas. Thanks, man.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.